In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday in the Coptic month of Tuba, and the last week before the Lord Lent, before the fasting. That's why it will be, we are preparing ourselves for fasting, for the fast. And today we are talking about the healing of the man born blind. And I want to take like a message or a lesson from this miracle, what Jesus Christ did with a man born blind. And I wanted to know exactly how to build myself spiritually and what is exactly the lesson that I learned from Jesus Christ who said it to me today on his mouth about how to build myself, especially that we are going to the Great Lent. The man said, "I was blind, but now I see." And first, I wanted to know what exactly he said that. The man said, "I was blind and now I see." Actually, every day I come to the church and I listen to sermon, I listen to the gospel, I pray, I'm not praying. I have to say the same word as exactly this man said. "I was blind and I now see." In the opening of the Gospel of St. John, we read already today, we read St. John 9, 1 to 41. Chapter number 1, St. John opening, the opening of St. John Gospel is exactly written like that. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be." And I will highlight this verse again. "All things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be." We are trusting Him. What came to be through Him was life. And this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome. St. John didn't mention about only the beginning of the Word when it was darkness. No. He was talking about the Word because he said, like, in the beginning was the Word. Yes. And when the Word became man, He was enlightening all the world. Before Jesus Christ, there was darkness. And if I'm talking about the incarnation now, I'm talking about myself when I came to the church, when I came to be a Christian after the baptism. Jesus Christ opened my eyes. And every time I came to the Father of Confession and I sit down with Him, God opened my eyes. When I came to the church and I take His communion, His body and His blood, again, He is opening my eyes. This is the darkness. I was in darkness. When I go outside in the world, when I go outside and I see what happened outside, it's the darkness. And I am the light. I am the light, yes. Jesus Christ said, "I am the light." And me too, I am the light in the world. I will go through the first message that I received from, I can learn it today, from this man, or the miracle of what Jesus Christ exactly did. I will talk about the spiritual blindness. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, "Hearing you will hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you will see, and not perceive. For the heart of these people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them." In Isaiah he said that they have eyes but they can't see, and they have ears and they can't listen. They have heart, but they can't feel. And the question is, how many times God is talking to me during the day? And I have to understand, this is what I said before last week, that we have to ask God, I'm listening to you in the morning. I have to start the day by that. Exactly like Samuel said, I'm listening to you, God, talk. Talk to me. What exactly you want? That's why I have to start my day by that. I have to listen to his words. Exactly like St. Anthony. How many times we came to the church and listened to the same gospel as St. Anthony, for example, listened to that. Many and many and many times. But he listened to the word of God and he said, yes, I have to sell everything in my life. That's why I have to understand, I have to listen, I have to recognize what exactly God is saying to me. He is talking to me during the day. But the problem, according to my spiritual blindness, I can't see him and I can't listen to him. Then I have to understand what exactly the walls, the obstacles that I have in my life that separate me to listen to Jesus Christ. During the day, there's a lot of things. One day, St. Anthony, he was in the desert, but it's not inside, but it's outside. And he saw a woman, and she went to a lake. She wanted to swim. And suddenly, he said to this woman, why you are doing that in front of a monk? She said, if you are a monk, you have to go inside, not here beside all the country or the city. However, this woman, what she said or what she's doing, St. Anthony recognized that this is a word from God to him, direct to him, to St. Anthony. And he said, go inside. How many times Jesus Christ talked to me during the day and say, for example, go inside yourself to see yourself. How many times he said, I love you and I wanted to talk to you. How many times during the day? Maybe you will say, I can't hear his voice. And we will see now what is a blindness, the spiritual blindness. And the causes of spiritual blindness is three. Ignorance, the pride, and the fear. And I will go through the same, this is story what happened with the man who was born blind. And we will see there is three categories. The disciples and Pharisees and the parents. And the three are causes of the spiritual blindness. They can't or they couldn't see Jesus Christ through that. Ignorance, pride, and fear. Let's start by the ignorance. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sent this man or his parents that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but the works of God should be revealed in him. The disciples were the disciples of Jesus Christ. It's not the first, it wasn't the first miracle that Jesus Christ will do. Then Jesus Christ was present with all the disciples all the time, but they ignored him. Even they asked about the sin, about what happened and something like that. And they didn't ask him, can you heal him? They ignored the existing of Jesus Christ. And during the day, this is exactly what happened. During the day, I'm ignoring the presence of Jesus Christ with me in my life. How many times I raise my heart during the day, I say, Jesus Christ, help me. Jesus Christ, be with me. How many times during the day, for example, I open a psalm to read it. It will take maybe 20 or 30 seconds. How many times I open to read a small paragraph, even from the gospel, to remember his name. I'm ignoring his presence with me. The problem, because I am very busy. What happened? The disciples are very busy with this man, what he's saying about what is the Jewish law, for example, and they are very busy about that, but they ignoring the presence of Jesus Christ and they didn't ask him to help.
What about Jonah? Because we just finished Jonah last week. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. By the way, we know that Jonah, the meaning of Jonah is dove, and Amittai, the truth. Again, the dove and the truth. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its weakness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. And sometimes I'm doing the same. Flee from the Lord. The Lord is existing everywhere. But maybe, okay, I have no time to talk to you. I wanted to flee. You are seeing a lot of things to do, but I'm not able to do that. I have no time, for example, to stay with you for a few moments, for example, to discuss with you now. During the day, I am very busy with my kids, my home, my house, my whatever, my work, my job, my service at church. I'm serving the church too. I have no time to talk to you. I'm ignoring you totally. But he is talking to you. That way I have to recognize his name. And the second is the pride, which is connected to Pharisees. Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, "This man Jesus is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." Others said, "How can a man who is sinner do such signs?" And there was a division among them. The problem, or the second issue that I'm facing or causing the spiritual blind, is also the pride. I'm good. I'm serving a church. I'm a praying in the morning. I'm a praying. What else? I feel that I'm on pride. I'm good. I'm a very good person. I'm doing everything good. Why I have to, for example, to go to confess, for example, I can go once per maybe a month. Or a year. I feel that I am good inside myself. The first thing that causes a spiritual blind, that I feel I am good. Then the first one, I'm ignoring God. I'm not listening to him all the day. This is a problem. I'm ignoring him because I'm not saying his word or his name during the word. This is the first. And the second is that I'm a pride. I have a pride. I have a problem that I'm not saying, really, I'm a sinner. I have a problem in my life, and I have to go to God under his feet, and I have to confess, and I have to repent. And exactly what happened with Jonah. But Jonah has gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, "How can you sleep?" But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong. And he became angry. He prayed to another part, to the Lord, "Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish." Tarshish. I am, like, what happened with Jonah is the same. I know, it's one of parts. He felt sometimes that, okay, well, how I can go and preach to the people of the Gentiles? No, I am one who preached the Jews or the Jewish. I can't, of the people of Israel, I can't go to anywhere. I am the Christian. I am the servant. I am who is existing in the church. How someone, for example, talk to me like that, with that way? Pride. I have to understand that the pride is one of the wall between me and between God, the ego. And I have to understand this too. The ego is the first thing destroys the spiritual life. And the last one is a fear. "We know he is our son," the parents answered, "and we know he was born," this is the parents, "blind. But how he can see now, or how open his eyes, we don't know. Ask him. He's of age. He will speak of for himself." His parents and said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders, who already had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Also, I have fear inside my heart. A lot of people said, how I can go to Father of Confession and say what I did? And also I have a fear that maybe Jesus Christ, he will not accept me. I did a lot of sins in my life. And this is exactly what happened. One day one man came to me after 17 hours away from God. And he said, how do you believe that Jesus Christ will accept me? I have a fear from long, long, long years. And I have the same feeling, like what he said. I have the same feeling that he will never accept me because I did a lot of things. And I opened the Bible with him. And I show him how God accepts all the people, all the sinners. All the sinners. And he was like, I didn't read that before. Because it was like 17 hours away from God. But are you believed that? I told him, yes. He is opening his arms. Don't be fear. Don't be afraid. No fear inside your heart. God will accept you however what you did. That's why don't be like the parents. They didn't witness that he, Jesus Christ, who did that. No. And also don't be afraid when you are outside and say, I am Christian. Don't be afraid about that. Say it. Say it, I am Christian. And make a good witness for Jesus Christ. We have a lack of a spirit of Jesus Christ, a spirit of Christianity outside this church in the world. And I have to understand that I am the image of Jesus Christ, of image of God outside. Then the three things make a blindness, like a wall between me and between God, and causes a spiritual blindness. Ignorance, number one. Number two is the pride. Number three is a fear, like appearance. And finally, what I have to do? I have to listen and obey. I have to clean and I have to witness. Exactly what I have to listen. When Jesus Christ asked him, go and wash your eyes. He put a clay inside his eyes. Who can imagine that? Someone who he spit from the ground and took something and put a clay in my eyes and he said, wash your eyes now. And he believed, he trusted him. He obeyed. Open the Bible and see what exactly Jesus Christ said and do it. Don't be afraid. Listen to him and obey. Exactly. And you will see what Jesus Christ will do. Abuna, we can do that. In this world, it's hard. It's hard and very difficult to do that. No, we can do. We are very weak, but with God, we are strong. Don't be afraid. Listen and obey. And then clean the heart. Exactly what the man did. He cleaned his eyes from everything. Every time you have a small sin in your life, go quickly and repent. Go quickly and repent. Don't keep anything small inside your heart. Don't build a wall between you and between God. Destroy this wall by coming to the church quickly and say, I am a sinner. God, I'm repenting. And go to your Father of Confession and confess. And take the communion clean. Every single day clean. Clean with God. And finally, you will witness the image of God. That's why we say in Ephesians that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of understanding, being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Sophia Theoproskomen, Kirelaison, Kirelaison, Chenometmi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Mother, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, by essence of the Father, by whom all things are made. For us women, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, under the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffering was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in the glory to judge the living and the dead, whose skin shall not have blind. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the light of life, who receives the Father, who with the Father and the Son, who worship and glorify, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess our baptism for the remission of sins.
We long for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Forgive me, my Father, my brethren.
Schlingele flogison
e pie protavki stasite
es moere ne posin.